A prominent downstate lawmaker sees equity in the new state law legalizing recreational marijuana.
And guess what? Black and brown people have been put at the very center of this policy.
That's State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth from Peoria. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is GLT's The Leadoff.
Support for GLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Wednesday, June 26th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from GLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with Governor J.B. Pritzker signing off on legalizing recreational cannabis beginning next year. The bill signing in Chicago fulfilled a major campaign promise for the first-term Democrat. Pritzker says it was time the state went in a different direction.
Illinoisans have had enough. They know that what we're doing isn't working. They know that criminalization offers nothing but pain, disruption, and injustice.
Starting January 1st, any Illinois resident 21 or older will be allowed up to an ounce of marijuana. Marijuana will have a tax slapped on it of between 10 and 25%, depending on its level of the active ingredient known as THC. Public smoking is still banned in most places, and medical card holders will be able to grow up to 5 plants at home, so long as they're kept under lock and key and out of public view. State Representative Jahan Gordon Booth is a Peoria Democrat. She says the new law is about making amends to minority communities disproportionately impacted by prohibition.
This is about repairing harm. Harm that's been done to communities for the last 40 years as a part of the failed war on drugs.
Indeed, 25% of the tax revenue generated by recreational cannabis legalization will go toward the R3 grant program, which seeks to address communities most impacted by economic disinvestment, violence, and the war on drugs. Roughly 700,000 criminal convictions linked to cannabis are also eligible for expungement under the new law. Pritzker says he estimates Illinois will have enough marijuana supply by the time legal pot sales begin in January. For the first year, the 21 cultivators currently growing cannabis for medicinal purposes will have the exclusive right to grow for recreation. That includes Revolution Enterprises, which has a cultivation center in Delavan, west of Bloomington Normal. Revolution's Eric Dekoff says the year of exclusivity will help cultivation facilities like his get back on firmer financial footing after sluggish growth during the medicinal cannabis pilot program rollout in 2014.
A lot of cultivation centers and dispensaries that have had the opportunity to start have struggled because of how the program has been slow expanding. So there was a lot of us that have burnt through capital and everything else just to survive.
What's unclear is whether the state's black market will persist as it has in other states. Illinois joins 10 other states and the District of Columbia in allowing recreational use. It's been essentially illegal for the past 80 years, and since 1970 has been federally banned as a narcotic. Here are some of the other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. A sheriff's deputy has been killed as authorities surrounded a suspect barricaded in a home in Fulton County. It's west of Peoria. 39-year-old deputy Troy Chisholm was fatally shot. The standoff continued hours later. Prices were up, but the pace of sales slowed in May as the Bloomington Normal housing market entered its busy selling season. The Bloomington Normal Association of Realtors says overall sales are down 5.7% in 2019 through May. And Unit 5 is trying to recruit bus drivers for next school year by giving them a test drive and showing them it's not as intimidating as it looks. First student says drivers start at $16 an hour. You can find these stories and more at WGLT.org. Yesterday afternoon, the Connect Transit Board approved a $53,000 facilitator contract for the Connect to the Future Working Group. The board also changed the pink route to include service to Orlando Avenue in the Northbrook area starting Monday. Both moves come in response to months of criticism over planned fare increases and route changes. A group called Citizens to Ensure Fair Transit has lobbied for a reversal of those changes, and they've received support from an unusual political coalition that includes conservatives like Normal Town Councilmember Stan Nord and progressive Democrats like Jeff Crable from the Bloomington City Council. Mayor Terry Renner was on Sound Ideas yesterday, and I asked him what he thinks of the political side of this transit dispute.
I think that there's a general fervor, populist fervor, us against them, and I'm as a political scientist, I'm you know, at 1,000 feet here. But certainly that's what populism is, regardless whether it's left-wing or right-wing populism. Now, I don't know the specific motivations of Stan Nord or others, you know, and I've met Stan, had a very nice conversation with him, I think, a couple times. But I do know that there are some on the right who are using this as, frankly, an excuse just because people are mad. So they like to take advantage of things where people are mad. One of the people who comes to regularly to my public, you know, open house, my in fact town hall meeting every 2 weeks, you know, in fact the other last night gave this impassioned speech for why we need to provide better service for Connect Transit. In 6 years of coming to my open house, he never mentioned transit once, and I asked him if he'd ever ridden the bus. He said no. So I think there is a rationale for some on the far right to just jump on the bus because people are mad. It has also brought some commentary. My former opponent in the last election, Kevin Lauer, is basically saying either privatize it, or he said on Facebook that this was a part of a socialist conspiracy to get us out of our cars and get rid of them, tax us, and make us more dependent on the government, which I think is absurd. So there are things that are coming out there. There are people who don't necessarily agree, other than they don't like the status quo. So I think at the end of the day, calmer heads will prevail, and we will come to a consensus, and that is between the town of Normal, the city of Bloomington, and Connect Transit, and amongst many of the groups who have been advocacy groups for a better transit system, not for, in a sense, privatizing, which would essentially destroy our public transit system.
You can hear more of that interview with Mayor Renner on our website, WGLT.org. Just go to the Sound Ideas podcast and subscribe. Before we let you go, the Normal Public Library Board of Trustees meets today at 5:30. On the agenda, discussion about rules for public comments and the history of social services at the library. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast. You're also willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.